You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Yo, what's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in, listening to the Grizz Podcast or watching the Grizz Podcast. I'm in the work truck about to be on a paint job that I got today. Been working on it for about 2 weeks and hoping to finish up this week. I am sore like I don't know what, man. Yesterday, my son and I were digging 3 trenches for a customer to put in some drain pipes. And man, it's been a while since I've done like some serious digging. And it was hot yesterday, and I'm just feeling it today. You know what I mean? Like my lower back, my legs, my arms, my shoulder. Man, it was quite the workout. My son, who works out about 6 days a week with weight training and cardio, he got done after 3 hours of doing all the digging with me. And he was like, "Dad, I am not working out today." And I was like, "Man, I get it. Dude, this is serious, serious workout right here, what we're doing." But I'm thankful for it. Not complaining ever about having work, being able to work. Thankful that God is been healing me up to the point where I can get out there and do that kind of a work. I'm not exactly where I want to be physically, still healing. I got a way to go, but doing better than I was this time last year. So thankful to work, thankful to have a job to make some money, thankful to be out there sweating and grinding with my 18-year-old son, Noah. So it was a good time, man. A hard time, but a good time. I think you know what I'm saying. Anyway, a couple thoughts for you guys for this week's episode of the podcast. We live in a crazy world, man. Right now, it just seems like it's crazier than ever in so many ways with what's going on in American culture, what's going on with just the media, things happening inside of cities and all these crazy ideas that are out there that are gaining traction. I'm not going to get into all of it right now, and I really struggle sometimes. I want to talk about political issues and get into things, how I'm feeling, what my views are and opinions are. But sometimes I don't know if this is the right place to do that. Anyway, you know, with everything going on, what I've been thinking is instead of focusing so much on that and other people and political stuff, we can't lose sight of focusing on ourselves, keeping the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is God has called us to be godly men. Godly men. That is, in my opinion, the thing that this world and this American culture and society needs the most. That is what families need, is godly men. That is what communities need. That is what churches need. Many churches are full of males, but they are not full of godly men. And I want to be a godly man. I'm striving for that. I'm fighting for that. Just like with my physical health and my battle with Lyme disease, my spiritual life, I've made a lot of progress from where I was when I first became a Christian, but I'm not where I want to be. I'm not everything that I want to be. I still stumble in many ways, like the book of James talks about. We all stumble in many ways. We're not perfect men yet, and that's not what God is expecting us to be, but He is expecting us to be fighting men that are constantly fighting and striving to be godlier, more Christ-like. He's calling us to be separated from this world, not in the outward sense, but in the inner sense, our hearts and our minds, that's where the separation has to begin. And then it flows to the outward with our relationships, our priorities, all those kind of things. So with being a godly man, the main passage of scripture that I often think about and go to with this whole godliness thing is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. This is the Apostle Paul talking to a young man named Timothy who was a pastor. He tells him, don't have anything to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And you guys need to understand that being saved or justified, whatever you want to call it, becoming a Christian, that's not all there is to the Christian life. Just becoming saved, just becoming a Christian man. Salvation is far more than just receiving forgiveness of our sins and inheriting eternal life in heaven. Many Christian men seem to have bought into the idea of this irreverent, silly myth. That's what I call it. And remember, Paul says, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. And one of the irreverent, silly myths that many Christian men have bought into is the myth that says, I believe in Jesus. I believe he was the sinless Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, who rose from the dead. I'm saved, so I'm good. All my sins are forgiven. I'm going to go to heaven. And that's really the only thing there is to this Christian life. That's the irreverent, silly myth that they bought into. I'm saved. I'm good. My sins are forgiven. I'm going to go to heaven when I die, and I'm good to go now. That's an irreverent, silly myth, in my view, my opinion, because that's not all there is to the Christian life. That's not the only reason that God saved you, man. God has saved you to change you, to transform you, to make you a new creation in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, so that old things will pass away, and behold, new things come. What kind of new things? You becoming a godly man. You need to become a godly man. You got issues. You got junk to work on. You got things that need to die in your life and new things that need to sprout up and live. So do I. That's what we need to be constantly fighting for. That's what this world needs from us. That's what this American culture that is in many ways eroding and imploding upon itself. That's what it needs the most. It needs godly men to be godly men. And it starts with us, guys. In the everyday grind of life, it's not just the guys that are in prominent ministry positions up on a stage with some big platform. It's those of us that are in the daily grind of life, working the blue collar jobs, man, getting up and making it happen, getting up when you don't feel like getting up and getting in the word when you need to get in the word, taking time to pray. Taking time to give your wife a hug and a kiss in the morning, tell her she looks beautiful, loving her, providing for your family, being an example to your family, getting that sin out of your life, that secret sin. We should have no secrets in our life. Our life should be an open book. We got to get rid of all the hidden things in our life. We got to fight for that. That's a constant battle. We got to be seekers of God, men of prayer. We got to be holy. Man, that's a fight. We've got to be willing to go back and say, I'm sorry. I messed up. I said something I shouldn't. I did something I shouldn't. Please forgive me. Correcting ourselves constantly. We got to be godly men. We have got to be godly men. True biblical Christianity is much more than merely receiving God's forgiveness and inheriting eternal life. Jesus didn't come to this earth, die on a cross, and rise from the dead just to forgive you and to grant you eternal life. Real salvation is much more than that. again. He did all of that to also make you a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things pass away. Behold, new things come. What new things need to come? A godly man needs to form in you, in me. We've got to be godly men. We got to fight for that. Keep the main thing the main thing. How are we going to change society? How are we going to change America that is falling apart, eroding, imploding? Things are whack like never before. It's not going to happen through an election. It's not going to happen from who's president. It's not going to happen through legislation. It's not going to happen through a protest or another freaking boycott of something or some brand or some store. It's you. It's you right now, every day in the grind of life, seeking God, striving, fighting, killing sin, doing whatever it takes to become the man that God's called you to be. And me doing the same. It starts within the home. Because if our Christianity doesn't work at home, then we shouldn't be trying to export it. Ouch. We got to shine as lights in this world. In this American culture, it's darker than ever, man. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. I got more to say on this, but I'll stop there for now. Because it's enough for you to be chewing on. And it's time for me to get over to my paint job, which is about 5 minutes away. I pulled over here at a little park on the side of the road, and it's time for me to get painting. No matter where you're at, man, whatever job you're on today, going home to your family later this evening after work, hanging out with your friends, your online activity, everything, be a godly man. Stay constant in prayer. God, help me to be a godly man. Help me to be a better man. Help me to fight. Help me to kill sin. God, guard the words of my mouth. God, guard the meditations of my heart. Be praying that constantly. And when you fall, when you mess up, when you stumble in many ways like we all do, confess it. Make it right. Ask for forgiveness. Learn from it and move on. My brothers from other mothers, keep on grizzing. I'm out.
Drop!
Yo, from here on out, what I was thinking is on every episode of the Grizz Podcast, I want to make sure that I feature at least one member of the Grizz tribe. One of the brothers from around, wait, I said that wrong. One of my brothers from another mother from around the world. I want to feature one of you, and it could be you coming on and talking about some current event. It could be you talking about some godly wisdom advice you want to give us. It could be a joke. It could be a talent or a skill that you want to show off. I don't know what it is, man. But on this week's episode, episode 96, I am featuring my good friend, Randy DeHaven. I'm featuring his son, Kyle DeHaven, bringing the guitar right here on the Grizz Podcast. This kid can just nail it on the guitar. He is going to be playing some Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song. You know what I mean? And then he's going to transition into one of my favorite songs of all time, Metallica, Fade to Black. I requested this song and he did a great job with it. What I appreciate most about Kyle is not his ability to rock the guitar, but that he is a young man who is seeking after Jesus Christ and striving to follow him, whatever that may be. He's going to be starting college soon and he just wants to know God's will for his life and he wants to be in it. And man, I'm excited that there's just another young man that wants that, that's pursuing that. You know, why doesn't the news show that kind of thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's so many good things happening and so many young people,
but we'll never hear about it on the news. Anyway, here's Kyle bringing it. Kyle, thanks for doing this, man. Kyle Dave, here we go.
Listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.